mom, everybody was worried because they didn't know what was going to happen, because they knew what happened in the earlier years here in Mansfield when integration started. It was very terrible. It was horrible. So we got into the school, and of course the teachers were not very pleased, and they had a few words to say, like, "You're lucky if you get out of here," and so we had to endure that as well, let alone with the students, because they did not want us in the school. And as time would go on, you know, the students being young, the white students being young like they are, they seen, and we talked, we began to talk, and they got to see us for who we really were. Mm-hmm. And then they began to accept us for who we were, and the relationship began to get better and better between the black and the white students. And because they got to see us, and my mom had always said, "You treat people with decency and respect." And that's exactly what I did, because she would not have it any other way. And as a result, I mean, I got to we were going in and school, got into classes, the teachers even became a little bit better. And so I did what I had to do, and I developed a lot of relationships, friendships. And we had, they had a football team. That was a young man by the name of Eddie Johnson. Very good. Oh my, he was phenomenal. Yeah. That's football. Yeah. Very good. Not only him, there were others that played for the sports as well. My sister and I, we played sports. And so I was in basketball, choir, track. So we were we had to stay very busy, athletic. Yeah. We couldn't just sit around and do nothing. So. Yeah. Yeah. But graduation day finally came, and we did what we had to do. We marched, and not an incident whatsoever. It was very nice, very nice.